So did you know there are a number of different words used in the Bible for the word church that we use in the English language? In the Old Testament, the most common word was tabernacle, which literally meant dwelling place, in the sense of this was the place where people met God, where God dwells. Tabernacle in the Old Testament, some of you will remember, was that movable tent-like dwelling place used by the Old Testament people before the more formal and permanent structures that the people had called a temple. Later, and into the New Testament, the Jewish people began talking about their meeting places as synagogues, which meant literally places where people gather together. Sunna, together, goga, gather, synagogue. It was the beginning of a movement away from just emphasizing the building and focusing more on the people who gather. One of the words used in the New Testament for church, and especially in the book of Acts, is kuriakos. And it too gets at this sense that God's people are more than the building where we meet. People who are wordsmiths might identify something in this Greek word kuriakos. If you were here a few weeks ago, and I know not all of you were, you might remember my voice, much worse than John Young's, by the way, singing, Kyrie eleison, right? And that meant, Lord, have mercy. Not for my voice, but it meant, Lord, have mercy. Kyrie in kuriakos means Lord. And the akos ending simply makes this an adverb meaning belonging to. The New Testament word for kuriakos means people who belong to the Lord. Kuriakos are the people who belong to God. And dyed-in-the-wool Scottish Presbyterians will see a connection here between the word kuriakos and the word still often used in Presbyterian circles for church. And that is, say it together, Scottish people, kirk. And the Dutch tradition that I come from also used the word kerk. So there you go. That's the little history lesson of the word church. Even though there were beautiful buildings in Scotland and other parts of Europe, the preferred term has less to do with temple or tabernacle as primary a location of a building and more on the people as the kuriakos, the kerk, the kirk, the people who belong to the Lord. It's an interesting development, really, because today still at times there can tend to be more of an emphasis on the church building than on the people we think about who are in church with us. For example, what is Knox Presbyterian Church? Is it the building at Elgin and Lisker? In a sense, it is. Maybe especially because of its history and because of its unique architecture. And yet, Knox, hopefully for many of us, is more than a building. Yes, it's a place that we attend on Sundays for worship. It's a location that we go to for other events like concerts and helping out with meals at Center 120, jazz vespers, other gatherings. Though it's also not just a place, it's the people Knox is. Knox are the people we rub shoulders with when we're here. The people we worship with. The people who serve meals together with us. The people we serve. The people we celebrate baptisms with. The people with whom we attend weddings. The people whom we grieve with at funerals. Together, in all these ways and more, we are the church. Kuriakos, Kirk, belonging to the Lord. Knox isn't just a building. It's people with whom we have that sense of belonging with. And the church has always been that in all places and all times. From the early church in the book of Acts, it's clear there's a sense of community and belonging. It's clear even this was a big part of the reason that the early church grew as well. Now, I know that the reading that Lori did from Acts 2 was before John's great solo, so we hardly remember that because that was such a great experience to hear him sing. But Acts 2 talks about these people who did so much together. And it caused them to grow. Today's message is part of a 3-sermon series on what it means to be church. Belonging, believing, becoming. And it seems to me from the start of the New Testament church in the book of Acts and through what we had heard from the book of Isaiah this morning and many other places in the Bible, the best way to begin talking about what it means to be church is that it's a place to belong. Yes, church is about believing. There are basic beliefs, of course, around which we gather that bind us together. We're going to get at that a couple weeks from now. And yes, belonging to a church where we believe certain things together also means that we shouldn't be content to just stay the same. Belonging to a faith community and practicing what we believe means, or at least should mean, that we don't just simply accept who we are, our behaviors, our habits, or what we believe, our customs. Church is a place where we want to grow, not only in number, but where we want to grow spiritually, where we want to become something more than we are. So, becoming and believing, but today, belonging, a place to belong. We sure get a sense of belonging from the picture of Acts chapter 2. I mean, look at them. They're eating together. They're enjoying one another's company. Fellowship. They're sharing with each other. They're helping one another like family. It says they're enjoying the favor of everyone. There was something about them which made them recognizable and appreciated in the community around them. Favor. 3 things about their belonging, being Kuriakos together: fellowship, family, favor. Kuriakos, being church, is about fellowship, enjoying each other's company. This is what's so important, not just to worship together, but also on occasion to sit around tables to eat together. This past year, we had a couple of fundraising dinners at Knox. Remember those of you who were there, the Robbie Burns dinner in January and the spring dinner in April. And in all honesty, really, neither raised an incredible amount of cash. And when all the books were closed, it was tempting to ask, well, was it really worth all the effort? We could have raised that money easily without a dinner. But anyone who was there for either event will tell you it was about much more than raising money. Most of us at the spring dinner thoroughly enjoyed Julie Van Dusen's talk about her work on Parliament Hill. And with the Robbie Burns dinner, where else do you get to see the spectacle of Scott McKenzie making a speech to a plate of haggis? Getting together like this, it creates memories. It brings us together. If anything, churches need more of this bringing people together, belonging kind of events. They create fellowship. And yet, from the beginning, the church isn't a place where fellowship is at the expense of including some at the expense of others on the outside. It's about creating a spiritual family. Look at Acts 2 again. Let's do that. It says that they had everything in common. First off, this doesn't mean they were all the same. Some people suggest that's the meaning here, and the goal of the church is to become more and more like each other. Far from it. And that would actually make a church really, really boring. Even when the Bible does speak about unity in the church, it's not about uniformity. When talking about unity, it's always in the context of as great a diversity as possible. But those very diverse people doing things together and having a common goal. Yet, as mentioned, that's not even what really is at stake here with having everything in common. It has everything to do with how they shared together as a family. Not that they were a biological family or happened to all be related or from the same tribe. Instead, they welcomed each other into one another's lives. They had everything in common. They shared together as a spiritual family, even for those whose families may have been far off. I've been your minister here now for just over a year. And while it's obviously easier for someone in my position to get to know people at Knox, I have to say I do feel like I'm now part of the Knox family. Which means, of course, I have to stop using the excuse that I'm new. And I can't keep saying that I don't know how this works, I don't know how you do that, because I just got here. Because I'm now one of you. The challenge, though, for us at Knox is to keep opening up the doors, not just to ministers, but to others. For more people, even some of us here who have been stopping in on Sundays for a while now, to come to that same conclusion that Knox is your spiritual family, too. That you feel like you belong. And it's great to have seen some of you take that step in the past year. I know you're not going to like this, Tom and Faye Burney, but you're one of those couples that has been enveloped into the community here. God's Spirit led you to join here, and you're, I think, one of us too now. Ben Spielek, who was baptized in March. William and Susan, who brought their children, Maeve and Delaney, for baptism. And others. Maybe you know someone else, or maybe you are someone who really wants to have that sense of belonging. This fall, the elders of Knox are hosting a retreat, partly to talk about how we can continue to grow and to let Knox be this kind of a welcoming community. We're reading a few books, and one of them is called Simple Church. Not about making the church a simplistic place or taking away from the riches of a church community, but encouraging us to make it simple for people to see how to connect and to share in that sense of belonging. And we want more than elders at this retreat. So if you're interested, October the 15th, there's a retreat right here at Knox. Talk to myself or one of the elders, and here's a way to simply try to be as inclusive as possible. If you're an elder, I want you just to stand up for a minute, because I want people here to know who are the elders. And if you'd like to be part of a retreat like this, talk to one of these people. We'd love to have you read one of these books too, because we want a number of people to read books and to help us wrestle with how God wants us to be a community here in the center town of Knox. Because we want to be a place where more people can know they belong. I love how the campus ministry at the University of Ottawa tries to help students find that sense of belonging in a church with their annual church crawl that was held last night. This year, each church, what they had to do, students walk around the downtown from church to church. Students find that sense of belonging, trying to help churches find that sense of belonging by just walking into all the churches. They start with a passport in hand, and they find out not only where churches are, but just to get a little taste of the building and introduction to the community. This year, each church had to come up with a short game for students to compete in. At Knox last night, we had, maybe for the first time ever here, I don't know, we had a competition to see who could create a paper airplane and launch it the furthest from the gallery. And Mary and Richie, I think right about where you were, the furthest plane was. It was a very spiritual event last night. Other churches had different games, but it was a way to say to university students too, hey, this is who we are here. I remember when I was a student, and it was actually not easy finding a sense of belonging in a church. Partly because, you know, as students, we had, and probably still do, we're busy, we have less structured lives. But also because at times churches are often so structured, and it can be challenging to find a sense of community within a church that has all different kinds of things going on that don't fit into a student's schedule. The church crawl is just one way to introduce students to the life of a church and say, hey, we'd love to have you here. Our challenge together, for you as students who are with us here this morning also, and people here at Knox for a year or longer, is to do what we can to create that sense of belonging. And we want to be a place where students belong to, even if they're only here for a few years. Because you make us a better Kuriakos. And finally, that early church in the book of Acts found favor among all. As they demonstrated what real fellowship was like and how to be a spiritual family having so much in common, people started to notice. Something's going on over there at that Acts chapter 2 church. It became a contagious place in the best sense of the word. The Holy Spirit was moving in that place. And it says, God added to their number daily. And it seems to me a major reason for those additions was not some excellent program or a new building or comfortable pews or something exciting to attract people. It was the people, because of the way they shared their lives together and the way they were attracted to and shaped by the one to whom they belonged. Remember, kuriakos, belonging to the Lord Jesus. This is not our church building. This is not our church community. We belong to Jesus. Belonging is so key to what it means to be church. Shaped in every way by following the servanthood and lifestyle of Jesus. Belonging. The fellowship of a spiritual family finding favor in our community. Let's be that kind of a church. A Kuriakos. Amen.